This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Laura Redmond.
Good afternoon. This is Laura, and I'm here on the Good Neighbor Podcast, Emerald Coast. And I am actually joined this afternoon with John McGranahan with Protex Glass Tint and Paint Protection. Almost got tongue-tied there. Welcome to the show. Thanks for being with me this afternoon.
Thanks, Laura. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear your story. This is your business is one I have not visited with before, and this is the first time you and I are kind of meeting here. So I'm actually really excited to hear, about your business, the services that you offer, and kind of your journey, how you got started. So I'm going to let you open it up by just starting with tell our listeners about your business.
Sure. We specialize in automotive glass tinting and paint protection film and ceramic coating. Nowadays it gets really hot in the summer, so people want to get a new car. The first thing they think about is having their windows tinted because it really tremendously cuts down on the heat, the UV. Especially now with skin cancer being a major thing, it's just a great thing to have. It also has applications with residential and businesses, but we primarily just do automotive. And then we're here in Fort Walton Beach, just right in the middle of Fort Walton Beach. We moved here from the Phoenix Springs about 5 years ago to this location. Okay. And we're doing really well.
Awesome. So you said the tinting and then you said the ceramic coating. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Sure. So the ceramic coating is just added protection. Makes it easier to maintain your vehicle. You never had to wax it anymore. All you had to do is just wash it. And nowadays with the vehicle paint, it's just not as durable as it used to be. So the coating really helps preserve the value of it. And then the paint protection film is something we mainly apply to the front to protect it from rock chips. So that's a nice benefit to have if you do a lot of highway commuting. With all the road construction that's going on, your car gets all chipped up. So
yes,
having that applied when your car is new is just going to really go a long way to preserve the value of it. So those are the main things that we do.
And I have a newer car, so that is very good to know.
Right.
So then the ceramic coating, is that you, and obviously that's protecting the paint. Is it protecting it from, I guess, probably all those things, chips and sun damage?
Yeah, I mean, well, the coating doesn't necessarily protect from chips. Okay. It does protect it from light scratches and abrasions, but it's mainly just like a hard shell that's just gonna make it easier to keep your car cleaner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we all need that too. Mm-hmm. Definitely, especially with all the pollen lately. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I wash my car and I come outside and it's yellow again.
Yeah, that's hard to avoid.
So tell me, how did you get started in this business? How did this all come about for you?
It just kind of happened by chance. I mean, a lot of years ago, I was looking for a job. Just right out of high school. I was looking for some work, and I found a place that was hiring, so they trained me. And so several years later, I just kind of went out on my own, went my own direction. I always loved working around cars, so just kind of a natural fit for me. I have done other types of tinting. Like I said, mentioned earlier, there's the residential and commercial type work, but I just prefer working on vehicles. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't actually realize, obviously, I know about tinting, or I've had, my car's tinted in vehicles and things, and I know they can do it on residential. But I didn't realize you mentioned the skin cancer. So it actually will help protect.
Yeah. I mean, it's protecting you. It's protecting you and it's protecting your vehicle from fading. Your seats, your dash, all that stuff fades. Then in your home, your fabrics, like your curtains, your furniture, your floor, all that fades too. So just, the tinting is just going to make, a huge difference. It's definitely worth it.
Okay. Definitely more benefits to it than I even.
Yeah.
I just thought, vehicles feel like our windows tinted a little. I just thought it was the cool thing, but there's actually, I didn't realize that. Okay. Very cool. Interesting. So you moved here to Fort Walton from Dufuniac 5 years ago. So was your business in business in Dufuniac as well?
Yeah, or? I started it there and operated there for about 10 years up there in Dufuniac, but I lived out there. So it was just, I was commuting from here to there. And I just wanted to be closer to, you know, home, closer to work. So, it was just kind of a natural fit. To be here.
So you've
been in business. A lot of my customers from Dufuniac drive down here, you know, which I'm thankful for too. So once you're established up there for that long, you get that repeat business, which is really nice.
Oh, sure. Definitely. So you've been in business about 15 years then?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you should, you probably have quite a few, you've probably built up quite a lot of
A lot of repeat customers. You know, I'm just really grateful for that. So,
well, and I know in this area, people really are good at supporting local businesses. I moved here from a bigger city about 3 years ago, and it's amazing how well the community. It's just new to me, but it's amazing how well the community supports local business. And obviously that's what kind of prompted me to start this podcast, because I would like to support local business as well. So tell me, what do you think you would like people to really know about your business that maybe they don't, or maybe they misunderstand, or
you know, it's really hard to put into words or put on paper what we do differently. You just have to ask my customers, read my reviews. I mean, I really put my heart and soul in everything I do. And I care so much about what I do that, you know, I offer that satisfaction guarantee with everything I do, because if you're not happy with it, I want to take care of you. That's what's most important to me.
And that's what will keep people coming back, for sure.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me a little bit about yourself. Have you always lived in this area? Are you
here? Yeah, my family moved here in like 1985. My dad retired from the military. So we've been here a long time. I moved away a couple of times and come back. But I've kind of seen this area grow.
Yeah.
And it just continues to grow. I mean, people are moving here left and right. And
like me.
Yeah. It's just amazing, you know.
Yeah.
You never think about it. So.
I can't even imagine. I've been coming here for vacation prior to moving here, but that's just still been in the last, 5 to 10 years. But in talking to my clients, when I come across people that are originally from this area and they tell me stories, about how much things have changed, I can't even imagine. It's crazy the growth you guys have seen.
I hear that every day. I hear people say, hey, I vacationed here and I just fell in love with it. And just, where I came from, it was crazy. And just decided to move here. So I hear that all the time, too.
Yeah, we kind of decided to move here during COVID. We just needed some sunshine. We were in Kansas City and I needed some sunshine. So we said, and actually this is where we were on vacation when COVID hit. So I don't know if it was just like, where's the last place we went with sunshine? Let's go there.
Yeah.
I don't know, but we love it here. We really do. So what's the best way for people to learn more about your business and just kind of find out about the different things you offer and kind of decide, I guess, learn about the different services so they can kind of see what they're looking for, what would be the best fit for.
I think the best way is to come into the store because I've got these interactive displays in here.
Oh, nice.
That people can look at and, kind of see things up front or up close. It's kind of hard to explain over the phone what it looks like and what the options are, but, I can do that. On my website, it has a lot of details on the type of products I offer, the different brands, which is important, because not all brands are the same and not all, installers are the same either, because, different ones take more time than others, sure, which is important. But I can be, I can be reached through my website, through text, emails, or, you know, up close in person.
Yeah. Why don't you give everybody your address to your shop?
104 Memorial Parkway.
Okay.
It's right off of Highway 98.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. Thank you. So tell me, what is, because now I'm curious. You've piqued my interest. So what's the time? How long does it take to have, say, like the ceramic coating applied? What's the time frame?
Well, the tinting typically on a full car is anywhere from 2 to 3 hours. But a coating can take 2 to 3 days. So it's quite the process. You know, like this car I'm working on now, it took 2 days to do it. It's just a little car. So it really depends on how much work's involved. If we have to do a lot of polishing, or how much polishing, I should say, really kind of determines how long it's going to take. If it's a brand new car, you know, it can be done in a day. But it's got to stay in the shop to kind of cure overnight. So,
okay.
Same with the clear paint protection film. It's usually, depending on how much coverage you get, it's usually 1 to 2 days on that as well.
Okay. Well, as much as cars cost these days, I think it's probably worth the investment to make sure you protect it as much as possible. It's crazy to me how much the price of cars has gone up.
I know. At least get it tinted. You know, you don't need to have a dark tint to block heat. That's like another myth or misconception that, I don't want to get tint because it's dark, but you don't need to have dark tint to block out the heat. Now, dark tint will give you more privacy. You know, if you have kids and, you know, you want to have some privacy there and stuff like that, you know, that can kind of be important as well. So, there's a lot of options out there.
Yeah. And I imagine you have all the different tent selections there in the shop
and
help them determine what they really need.
Pretty much try and provide everything that everybody, you know, would ask for.
Okay. So is it just you? How many people do you have there?
It's just me right now. I mean, I did have some employees, but, you know, I'm like everyone else, just trying to find, you know, the people that are the right fit.
Sure. Yeah, that is definitely a challenge. I talk to business owners all the time, and I'm actually a small business owner myself with my business, and it is definitely a challenge. But also, no one will ever take pride in your work like you would, or in the work like you would for your business.
Yeah.
So you're definitely giving your customers the personal touch. Well, I really appreciate you being here and just telling us about your business and kind of how you got started. I can hear your passion for what you do, you know, when you talk about your business. So hopefully our listeners, if they're looking for window tinting, paint protection or the ceramic coating, you heard it. Stop by Projects Glass Tint and Paint Protection there in Fort Walton, and go see John. He'll get you all set up. So thank you so much, John, for being here. I appreciate it. I appreciate your time. And I look forward to talking to you again. And I plan to stop by your shop one day.
Well, thank you, Laura. I sure do appreciate you too and the Good Neighbor Podcast. Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpemerald-coast.com. That's gnpemerald-coast.com. Or call 850-990-4026.